I often encourage people who are still trying to figure out not what they're going to do when they grow up, but what they're going to be, to pray three prayers daily. First, the glory be, as a reminder that we, none of us, lives for the glory of me, but rather for the glory of God. The Our Father, to ask that God's will and plan be made known to them, so that they can do it here on earth as it is done in heaven. And the Hail Mary, for the courage to say yes to God's will and plan. For my money, Mary is by far the best model of and intercessor for the grace of courage. Just look at the Gospel reading for this Sunday. Mary learned from the angel Gabriel that God's plan for her was that she should be the mother of the Messiah. Well, if only the rest of us could learn God's plan in such a direct and straightforward way. But having God's plan so clearly laid out for her didn't make it any easier to say yes to it. Being found with child but without a husband would expose her to ridicule, even punishment, even to death. Nevertheless, because it was God's plan, Mary said yes. Let it be done to me as you say. And thanks be to God and to Mary that she did say yes. Her acceptance of God's plan for her brought forth for us Jesus, Son of God and Savior. I think that courage is sorely needed, regardless of whether God is calling us to marriage, the dedicated single life, religious life, or diocesan priesthood. It takes courage to say yes to someone else's plan for my life, even when that someone else is God, especially when the plan is different from what others think is normal. It takes courage to commit to a shared life of self-giving in service to another, no matter what walk of life it is, and to live it day in and day out. Let's face it, in today's world, it takes courage just to make any lasting commitment. Let the church say amen. This Sunday, I'm asking you to honor the like Mary courage of some members of our diocesan church family, our retired priests, and our future priests, the seminarians. It takes like Mary courage for a young man to enter the seminary, committing himself to answer the question, "Is God calling me to the priesthood?" It takes, like Mary, courage to trust that God can use a less than perfect man to continue Jesus' priestly ministry in the world today, and then to commit himself to exercise that ministry in celibacy and in obedience to the bishop. It takes, like Mary, courage to live as a priest all the rest of his days, even after retirement, always striving to think, speak, and act more and more like Jesus, with nowhere to lay his head, going wherever sent to preach the gospel, claiming no family except those who, like him, do the will of the Father, placing himself as the last of all, the servant of all, being meek and humble, loving, kind and gentle in his service of others, giving his life for others, pouring out his blood for the forgiveness of sins, finding nothing beneath his dignity or beyond his limits, and doing it all for the glory of God and the spiritual benefit of others. And thanks be to God these retired priests and seminarians did, do, and will say yes, for their acceptance of God's plan provides us with what we need, without which we can't practice fully our Catholic faith, namely, a priest to preach the saving truths of Jesus to us, to feed us with the Eucharist, to heal the wound of sin in confession, and to be at our side as we prepare for the final leg of the journey home to heaven through the doorway of death. A priest to be as a bridge for us from earth to heaven. Again, this Sunday I'm asking you to honor the like merry courage of our retired priests and seminarians. How? There are many ways, but let me suggest we do so by contributing towards caring for our retired priests and educating future priests through the Priests' Retirement and Education Fund, which is financed by our sacrificial gifts, especially at Christmas time. Won't you prayerfully consider placing a financial gift in the Christmas Call to Sharing envelope and then put it in the collection basket on Christmas Day? Maybe I'll mention one other way that we can honor the like merry courage of our retired priests and our seminarians. I think I can speak for them in saying that they would be edified and gratified if every believer mustered the same like merry courage to say yes to God's plan, whether it's to marriage, the dedicated single life, religious life, or diocesan priesthood. And if all, again with like merry courage, were to commit to a shared life of self-giving in service to another, no matter what walk of life it is, and to live it day in and day out. Let me take this opportunity, as Bishop of the Diocese of Wichita, to wish all the clergy, religious, and laity a happy Christmas and a new year blessed with peace and prosperity.